Welcome, everybody, to the Lighthouse. It's Friday night, August 2nd, 2019, and you're listening to the Sacred Embers Network, where we are live on the Lighthouse tonight. Have a glass of wine, pick a cup of tea, or perhaps a mug of coffee or beer. Put your feet up, kick back, and relax, and enjoy the show. Tonight's panel is going to be Shannon Johnson, myself, and Natasha Scott. Tonight we are talking all about the Lion's Gate portal. What does it mean? How does it affect us? What is this that comes every August 8th that we're supposed to pay attention to? So tonight we're going to be diving in deep on that topic. And hopefully we'll be able to give you guys all some answers that will help you manage and flow through the Lion's Gate portal a little bit easier. So we'd like to welcome everybody to the show tonight. Natasha will be joining me in just a moment. And let me first give you a little tidbit about the Lion's Gate. Why is it called the Lion's Gate portal? Well, this was created eons ago, and because so many of the ancient cultures followed the star Sirius, which is the brightest star in our sky, when Sirius gets close to the Earth, it's moving right into the sign of Leo, which is also our sun's sign. And so during ancient Egypt, we would usually, or in other time periods, we would go ahead and we would follow the star Sirius when it reached this peak in the sky along with our sun. And then as Sirius would break back through into vision, we were into the sign of Leo, and it was always a rebirth, a new year type of insight for it coming in. So there's lots of things we're going to get into talking about tonight on the Lion's Gate, and I'd like to welcome to the show my co-host this evening, Natasha Scott. Hey, Natasha.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm
are you
so
hearing
glad
me okay?
You were able to join me tonight. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Good. 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 Excellent. And I was going to say, when you mentioned Sirius, when I see it up in the sky, it flashes white, red, and green. It looks very cool.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, it does. It's pretty crazy. Because I was like, what's flashing red, white, and green? At first, I wondered if it had anything to do with the satellite, and it turns out it is Sirius.
Beautiful. Probably with the way the sun is aligned currently, since the portal is at its peak on the 8th, that's probably
right.
Part of the sun interacting with it, as well as who knows who else could be out there.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt about that.
Yes. It's such a fun time, though. I mean, it's a very intense, high vibrational period. And for our listeners, Lionsgate, we started this July 26th, and we'll be in the Lionsgate portal period until August 12th. There we go. Yeah.
Yes.
And here
and
we just
think...
ended Mercury retrograde.
Oh, and there was a lot of planets in retrograde, because I think it was causing a lot of unusual communication and unusual things happening. And it seemed everybody had something breaking down at work or at their home. There was lots of craziness.
Yes, I can vouch for that. It was happening over here.
But it looks like August 8th is basically like the day, right? Because the 8th also represents the infinity symbol. So I think if people want to focus on manifesting things, and, you know, that's a beautiful portal, August 8th. Write it down, say it out loud. And everything we're doing now until the end of the year is setting the foundation for 2020.
Yes. Yes.
Very important time right now.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the misunderstandings with the Lionsgate portal that a lot of people mistake. It's not the same as one of the retrogrades for the planets closer to the sun. It's a little more similar to the planets that are further away, that the Lionsgate portal really runs a length of time. Its strength is right now, and the peak is on the 8th, but it's a whole preparation into the next year for what's coming, what's changing, all these new vibrations coming in for different people. I know for myself, Kundalini happens a lot during this time period for myself and others. If you haven't experienced a Kundalini awakening, or if you're moving into your second one, the Lion's Gate is often a time that that loves to jump up in our face and go, hello.
Oh, boy. And some people go through the Kundalini a little smoother and some people a little more intensely. You know?
Yes. Yes,
by
very
the way,
true.
You know how the Lionsgate portal opens up on July 26th? The other interesting thing is, I took note of this. I knew it was very important. According to the Mayans, I'm sorry, my cat in the background is making a lot of noise. According to the Mayans, the 26th is when we began Journey of the White Magnetic Wizard. That's what they call it. And let's see here. It's basically lining up with Alcyone. Alcyone is in the Pleiades system. That's our central sun. And
right.
The Milky Way as well. And we're just getting lots of cosmic energy sent our way to help us to upgrade and to evolve. So lots of energy coming in that way as well.
Wow.
Did you hear about
that's
that?
That's a good time to be on the planet.
Yes. And, you know, activation, vibration, that's holistic. Heather, she posted the information on that if anyone wants to go and check it out in more detail. But I was like, wow, that's amazing. And you know what I keep catching myself doing? Writing down, when I have to write down the date, I keep writing 2020. I'm like, why do I keep doing that? That's so strange. So I know it means something. I feel like half of me is on the 2019 timeline, and I feel like the other half of me is already in 2020. That's how I feel.
Yeah, and that happens a lot with the Lionsgate portal, because the portal is able to help us shift timelines.
Yes. Yes, because if we're not on the one that's on the, like, for our highest good and greatest joy, then we probably need to make the changes. Maybe it's a work change. Maybe it's friendship changes. We need to make the changes that are going to take us to the highest timeline possible.
Right.
Right.
Yes. That's an excellent time to do cleansings and clearings. Setting intentions for whatever you're wanting to manifest. Fabulous time to work on your abundance issues.
Mm-hmm.
Or lack thereof. That's one of the valuable things about the Lionsgate portal time period, that we're able to really work with this intensive energy and be able to bring things into fruition that we may have struggled during other time periods in the year. It's so much about the rebirth and the new beginnings, new year type of situation, that anything that you're thinking is able to manifest instantly. It's very quick action within
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
And well, you know what happened to me?
Go ahead.
On the 26th, right, I had read, you know,
yeah.
about the Lionsgate and everything. And then I had read Activation Vibrations information. But the following day, I was in a facility. It was indoors. And I saw an orb for the first time with the naked eye. And then I, like, closed my eyes again to see if I was seeing things. And, no, it was still there. So there's a little upgrade for me. And I'm thinking, oh, people, just really pay attention to what you notice between now and the August 12th. Like, really pay attention. You'll be surprised at what the transformation that's taking place in you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny you mentioned that. My mom just saw one last night.
Oh, wow.
And my mom is always like, you know, I'm so grounded. I never get any kind of messages. I'm not like you, you know. And last night she's telling me, she's like, I was laying on the couch and I'm watching we had to have the cable guy come out, technician, to come fix some stuff out here. She said, I was sitting there watching him work, and all of a sudden this orb, and she shows it to me, it was like the size of a silver dollar, just
wow.
comes right up in front of her face and was
oh,
moving
my.
Real, not real fast, but she's like, it came right up in front of my face and I watched it go as it went over towards my refrigerator and then it just disappeared.
Wow.
Like,
that's amazing.
So who was that?
Yes. Now, did she see color? Because that's amazing. Did she see some color with that?
She saw some colors in it and everything. She was like, it was not dust. She's like, I'm telling you, Shannon, it's not dust.
No. Because the one I saw was green with a red outline. So that's what I saw. And that's why it stood
beautiful.
Out. I mean, it was green. You know, floating green, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And obviously I've taken pictures, you know, with camera and all that, but, you know, naked eye, different story.
Yes. Naked eye is one of the more rare instances to really be able to see it, and if you can catch it when it's traveling as well, and you end up noticing how it's moving differently to everything else in the room energetically, it can really sometimes a little face will pop out at you.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet, but it wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
No,
that's awesome.
Not at all. Yeah, we did a fire ceremony last night out on my patio, and my parents and my oldest daughter and her partner joined me for it, and it was in line with the Lionsgate about doing a cleansing and a rebalancing for the whole family and the household. And we got done, and we were all relaxing outside. The fire had died down, and I have these electric candles.
Okay.
And these electric candles, my husband bought them for me last year. And they're like about a 60, no, I think they're about a 10-inch. Size 4-inch round pillar fake candle with a battery in it. These things have yet to work. Okay, he bought them for me last year. They've never worked.
Right.
Never. Last night we're hanging out, and this has happened like 2-3 times now. But last night it was really caught everybody by surprise because we're all in a circle. We're looking at the fire, and the fire's dying down. We're just chatting, and next thing we know, one of the candles slowly just comes on.
Oh,
and my mother
my
is
goodness.
Like, do you see that? Did you see that? And my son-in-law is next to me, and he's like, weird things happen at your house. Such weird things happen at your house. He's like, I saw that. And we were laughing about it and everything. We were like, well, there you go. There's our confirmation or validation for the ceremony we just did. And we're chatting a little bit longer, and the next thing we know, they turned it off and then turned it back on.
Wow.
Talk about laughter. We all burst out just cracking up going, well. It's a good thing
that
we don't scare Evie over here.
That is amazing, for sure. Wow.
Yeah, but it
I love
was,
it.
It was so neat because here we had just done this really, you know, I had called in particular archangels for different pieces and guides and higher selves. And I mean, it was this very beautiful, intensive ceremony for all of us. And then here we're just relaxing and they go, here comes the light. There you go. And I double-checked the switches. The batteries don't work.
You're like, what's going on here?
Put the electrical tester on those things. They have no juice in them.
Holy moly. That is awesome. If someone's looking for proof, there it is.
There it is, yeah. So any way that you can connect or, you know, get a few moments, especially during this period with the Lion's Gate, it is, you will end up getting some kind of response from Spirit. I swear to you.
Oh,
it just seems
yeah.
that it's, like, so heightened.
Right.
There they are.
Yeah. Yep, the veil... I think the veil is pretty much gone now. No more saying the veil is thinning.
Yeah.
Right? It's here. Check
right.
it.
Right.
and if people can make the effort to be in the heart space, they're going to experience so much more. You know? If the heart space
yeah.
is everything, I was listening to a podcast this week, and it was about, you know, when Atlantis and Lemuria fell. And there was a guy who had a pure heart, and he got a group of the Lemurians together, and he was taking them to, what's it called? Where the fairies and the elves and everybody else, Avalon. He was taking them to Avalon,
mm-hmm.
and he knew the tunnels, but you couldn't pass, you couldn't even see the door. Unless you were pure of heart. So he was only able to bring certain people through. A lot of people couldn't come because their heart was not at the right level. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So how you perceive reality, if you're staying in the present moment, if you're keeping your heart open and just catching your vibration, knowing if your vibration drops down, put on a heart meditation, you know, open up some rose oil, like do whatever, lift your vibration, maybe dance around. Just adjust it again. Don't let it fall. And because when you fall, you block your connection with source. Right?
Yes. Yes. Very much so. And I mean, the one thing that I can say would be perhaps an exception to that one is when you're experiencing a dark night of the soul.
Yes.
You don't lose your connection to source or to home. It's just like muted on purpose.
Right. Right, right, right.
And I know those are really, really rough. I've had a few myself. I'm sure you've had them as well, Natasha. And it's a time that comes in our lives on and off, and especially when you start working in service and working with spirit, you end up really noticing it more full force of how
yeah.
you seem to have ended up in this darkness that you just feel like you can't even penetrate through. It's
yeah.
so all-consuming. And,
right.
And it can be really, really scary for a lot of people to realize they're in this because it brings up a lot of depression. It brings up suicidal thoughts. You end up like looking at your whole life and kind of going, what the hell am I doing and why am I still here kind of moments. And
right.
If you're in a dark night of the soul during a period like the Lion's Gate, and perhaps you can shed a little bit more light on this too, Natasha, is that it is a valuable time for you to really work on your heart, your feelings, your
mm-hmm.
emotions, things that even areas that you've addressed and healed before, it's time to unpack those again and see what other resolutions you may have for yourself, or maybe some things that you didn't notice before will be revealed and you kind of go, oh, wow, I missed that little nugget.
Well, and it's a spiral,
yeah.
right? So it's always a spiral of things coming up to be healed. So sometimes you're revisiting something because you didn't heal it right through. Maybe you only partly healed it. So there's that continual spiral of healing. And, you know, it's just, it's helping you to move forward with your self-love. Because at the
yeah.
end of the day, when we master self-love, we pretty much mastered everything. It's true, because you approach everything differently. You no longer have the same expectations from people. You no longer have the same expectations from life. You're much more go with the flow.
Yes, yes, I agree. And I think one of the biggest keys you end up finding through that journey too is that once you really have that self-love solid, and trust us, it takes time, guys. It takes practice, it takes work, it takes time. But you end up finding that when you're in situations or you have people coming to you about this or that or drama showing up, you end up doing a whole lot more of the heart to mind checks versus the mind to heart in how you're responding and reacting. You're not doing the fight or flight reaction as much anymore. You're doing that,
yeah.
How does my heart feel about this? And
yeah.
letting the heart talk to the head.
That's right. Yeah, you go more into observer state and you choose. You pick and choose what you want to engage in because you're assessing the value of it properly.
Yeah.
Right? So it'll be like, is this worth fighting about? Do I need to be right or do I need to understand this person? You switch your priorities.
Oh, yes.
That's how I see it too. And it, like I said, it's that flow. So, you know, you want to be very loving with yourself. You're going to be very loving with people. You're going to be patient with yourself. You're going to be patient with them because you're going to reflect back your relationship with yourself. You're going to reflect it to everyone around you. And they're going to like being around you. They're going to be comfortable with you because they know you're comfortable with you.
Yes. Yes. One of the other things I was seeing about this one is that we've also got a trine going on with Venus and Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other aspects of this particular portal in 2019, and I found this really interesting on one of the articles I was Googling today for tonight's show, and it was saying that this one is offering things a little bit different because the portal and Sirius are aligning with Venus and Jupiter. So Venus is the planet of love and Jupiter is the planet of abundance. And so this is really a strong period of addressing heart-centered energy, loving energy, and manifestation. in forms of abundance. And let us clarify for our listeners, abundance comes in all forms, not just money. So when you're wanting to work about abundance, guys, think about it. Sometimes it can be a person showing up in your life. It could be a new employment opportunity. It could be a home move. It could be just the energy of it. All abundance comes in many, many forms other than money. So this is a really good time that we're aligned with using the power of love and divine love in connection with Jupiter's bond with, as the planet of abundance, to really work this Lionsgate energy in your favor for manifesting and creating what you're wanting within the future, short term and long term.
Very true, very true. I'm telling everyone I know, work on what you want to create. I am hearing from everyone, like 2020 is going to be some amazing manifestation, amazing. Things that people didn't think were possible, they're going to see it and start in 2020. There's going to be a lot happening between 2020 and 2025. There's a lot happening.
Yes, we are moving through this shift of consciousness. And this lifetime, they figured it would be about a 30 to 50 year concentration, heavy, intense concentration of it. And so, like, the dates that you're giving are really those dates of still leading us up to the peak. I'm hoping 2020 is going to be the peak.
Yes.
Rather than 2025, but I'll take what I can get.
No, there's just, between 20 and 25, there's just going to be more people that, okay, you know how they're wearing those watches that are, you know, connected to the internet, those smart watches, I can't remember what they're called. But they're actually borderline connecting their body to the internet, and there's going to be more people doing that, especially in the city. And then there's going to be groups of people who want to get away from all that, and they're going to form communities, and they're going to grow everything and make everything. But apparently between 20 and 25, it's going to be hard to live in cities because they're going to have these upgrades, because they think these upgrades, like the regular society is doing these upgrades through computer robot technology, where spiritual people are doing it with spiritual technology, which comes from heart and connecting with source. So it's going to be like one, you know, spiritual technology versus scientific technology. That's what we're heading into, 20 to 25.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going to be quite the dichotomy.
Very much so. Yeah, and Sirius is associated with highly advanced technology. So this is just a very heightened time for it, that new innovations are able to be created. People are getting the ideas. So I love that you shared that, because I can see how we've been bumping it up and bumping it up every year, and we're going to be shifting into this very intensive high peak time technology wise.
Yes.
As we know, spirit loves technology.
Yeah, that's right. And also notice how they're bringing in the 5G along with us entering 5D as well.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And you know what they're saying about that? Like, 5G will not be compatible with 5D. It won't even work. It sounds like the energy will be too high and shut it down.
Yeah.
So that's yeah, that part's interesting as well, like, because, you know, there are people who are definitely worried about 5G, and they don't really need to, because it's not gonna work out like they hoped. So there you go, guys. You can keep your negative frequencies to yourself. You know? Yeah. But those where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so yeah, they're not going to get too far with that, and I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
And they're saying if you have a big quartz crystal in your house, they would absorb the energy anyway.
Mhm.
Right? So it'll absorb the energy if they can even get it working for some period of time. But it's definitely not good for our bodies. We're not meant to deal with that.
Yeah. Clear quartz or any of the large white quartz are really good to be having in your home during this period and as we're moving forward, especially over the next 5 years. You know, we talk about clear quartz so much as being, you know, the first general go-to crystal when you're first starting in your journey. And I would have to say one of the big reasons for that is because it has such a high vibration for cleaning. It's known as the cleaner type of crystal. And so it can really help with any of those intensive energies of being able to pull them in and clean them from your space or yourself if you're not ready for those. Or if you are ready to receive them, you can also use clear quartz to help you navigate through. Yeah.
Very true.
Laura
Very
has
true.
A question for us, too.
Okay.
She says, she's in the chat room, and she says, I am noticing the more spiritual I become, the more headaches I get. Is this a form of an upgrade during these astrological shifts?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, she's receiving a crown chakra work, right? That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it can almost feel like a rubber band around your head. And you can even feel pressure at the top of your head, you know? Just, that's basically, you're being worked on. Just tell them to take it easy. Say, I'm very grateful for that, but could you please take it down a notch? My head's going to explode.
Yes.
What do you think, Shannon? That's about right.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. Because that's something that we tend to forget is that the crown, the soul star, and the stellar gateways, chakras, we all tend to stop at our crown and then kind of go, yeah, whatever.
Yes.
Everything's coming in the third eye. But the third eye is only as good as your crown, your soul star, and your stellar gateway chakras. These are all in alignment with your head and the brain and the pineal gland. Pineal gland is directly related to the crown chakra, in fact. The third eye chakra, its primary gland is the pituitary gland. And people may wonder why. We always thought pineal with the third eye chakra. The pituitary gland in your body is the master gland. It is the top dog in the endocrine system. And the pineal gland, everybody thinks, is just a useless lump in our head. But we all know that that's really where our clairs are activated from, and they're directly linked to the crown chakra. So a lot of times those headaches you're getting, the more that you're expanding your vibration, you have to realize your physical body is the last one that gets the message.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the physical.
Yep.
It's 3D. So you get a lot of headaches the more that your abilities are expanding, the more that your vibration is increasing, the more that your DNA is being activated, these headaches will come and go. And that's because you're getting so much transmitted through these upper chakras into your physical body. Your energetic body is going to take it on first. And then it's going to be like that drip system into the rest of the layers until it finally reaches the physical. And in the meantime, your physical body is reacting because it's got this overload coming in. You know, you have to think of it like high voltage is coming in and your body is sitting there going, I only want to work a toaster, you know, and you're like, yeah, but I got this newfangled toaster I want to plug in.
Exactly.
We're on super speed over here.
So true. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, a couple of the things to help deal with that, and since we know Laura brought it up and is having the issue, and some of our other listeners may be experiencing this as well, or it may just start during the Lionsgate period, lots of water, lots and lots and lots of water. Your physical body needs more of the hydration during this period because you're exercising muscles within your body that have been asleep. Even though they're in your brain, they've still been asleep,
mm-hmm.
or they've only been slightly awakened, and so you have to think of it like a weakened muscle. Your time out in nature is important. Pampering yourself. And scalp massage. Deep scalp massage. Rub that head. Get into where those plates are. Feel it and move it around. If you can move the skin around on your head, you're good. If it's tight and like stuck to the bone, move it. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Now I'm hearing the damn song from Madagascar. Move it, move it. We got to move it, move it. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me, as I have my ADD moment there.
Oh, dear. No, that was very good information, though, Shannon. You listed a lot of helpful information.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, when you get the humming in your ear?
Yeah.
And then sometimes it almost hurts your ear. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
Your guides are talking to you or you're getting upgrades. I don't know if this is true or not. I had heard that one, like your right ear, I think, is spiritual upgrades, or your left one is physical upgrades, or vice versa. Have you heard of that?
I hadn't heard of that before.
Yeah. I'm not clear on that, but I definitely do feel like it's angels and guides talking, and they talk at a higher frequency. So I hear the
yes.
humming because I'm not at the level where I hear them literally. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to think I was crazy.
Yes. And I found
way
that I was
back
terrible.
In the day before doing this work, you know, back in my 20s, and I would hear these pitches. And they would go for lengths of time and they would change and, you know, it wasn't staying the same. And I would hear them only in one ear quite frequently to the point that it almost became daily. And I remember asking other people around me, I was like, what is that noise? And they're looking at me.
And they're
like,
not hearing it.
Huh? And I'm like, that high-pitched squeal, where is it? What is doing that noise? And my first husband, he would look at me and just be like, what are you talking about? Like, I was totally other planet to him. And I'm going, you don't hear that? And he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And I would just have, like, this squeal going on.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then luckily, my second husband, the electrician, you know, I was like, do you hear that? And he was like, no, I don't. But what are you hearing? And I would explain it to him, and he was like, well, babe, that's got to be some other frequency that's not registering on another level. And I was just like, okay, all right. So I'm the oddball out over here. Until he started getting them a year ago.
Oh, my.
Now he comes to me, and he's like, what is this? Man, my ear has been buzzing. Baby, you're getting downloads, finally. Thank you.
Yes. You want him to get those downloads, finally.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting how all these things come into us, you know, how we experience them.
Mm-hmm.
We're all different, and we all have different abilities. We all tap in differently, which I find interesting. I love when people talk about what they can connect with, because you learn so much.
Yeah. Laura posed another question to us. She says, I have been mildly awake since about 6-7 months ago. I'm getting messages. Never in my life have I been this awake, though. Is that part of the astrological shift or the new world ascending? More people opening and waking to gifts after all these years.
I think it's above all a personal journey. And then
yes,
it's the 100th monkey effect that the collective starts to pick up on something. Right? Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so, you know.
Yeah.
And it was like that analogy I used before, like only the people who have the open heart could even see the door, right?
Yeah.
So if people want to be connecting with that, they definitely have to keep their heart open. And then your abilities are going to come on pretty quickly if your heart is open and you can try and stay in the present moment.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And I'd say go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Oh, just like how white our sun is, and people are seeing strange things in the sky too. They're uploading them on YouTube and Facebook. Like strange cloud formations or strange rainbow sun shapes, like all kinds of things. Like lots of anomalies are happening up in the sky.
Yes, yes. I was going to add too, because you brought up so many good points on the individual level and on the collective level. In answer to Laura, there is that factor as well of the world ascension, the astrological pieces to it, because as Natasha brought up, the 100 monkeys, there were a lot of us that awoken many years ago, you know, like myself, 20 years ago when we were hitting our 30s. Some people didn't awaken until their mid-30s, their 40s, and later in life. And it's happening earlier in life now for many of the younger generations that came in after us. But that 100 monkey scenario, the more that we've been coming into our own abilities and powers and working the energy on an individual basis, it impacts everyone who's on the planet, because you have to figure that vibration is being sent out. We're sending it out. The more that we connect or do our own work, we're doing healing with Gaia, we're walking on the grass, we're doing all of these little things on our own, it's moving into the energy of the collective, which brings us to the others on the planet that are ready to receive that, that have the open heart space to hear it, to feel it, and it connects and it helps them to wake up. And you figure we've been building on this since, honestly, since my mother's generation. She was born in 39, of them awakening and starting to wake up some of their children when they were in their 30s and such. And this wave has been building, the energy has been building by all of us who have come earlier. Wasn't really earlier, we're just older. But and that energy is building as a collective. So then it gives that nudge, and you end up with astrological shifts like we're in right now with the Lionsgate portal, where it's so peaked that it ends up giving the energy we've been building. It almost like shoots it out to anyone that's got the heart open to receive it. So you have a dual aspect going on, us and our duality on Earth.
Totally. Yes. It's awesome.
Yeah. You know, and we have to remember, we have some people on the planet that are not going to ascend. They're not going to wake up. Everything will have to stay as it is for them. The cultures, the whole ball of wax, their belief systems, it's going to remain for them.
When but they will evolve ready, at their own pace. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. When they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not ready in this lifetime, and they're your mother, grandfather, partner, best friend, coworker, whatever, don't try to push it on them. Love them and allow them the space, because that's what they need for their lifetime.
Yeah, and then you know what? They can watch you and observe you and see how you're doing things, and they can learn from you. Right?
Right.
By observing you, that you don't have to shove it down their throat.
We just answered one of Laura's questions real quick with what we were just talking about, because she asked about, will the closed monkeys wake up with the ascending of the planet?
You know, monkeys, there's always monkey business.
Exactly. And she also asked us, do we think it'll take hundreds or thousands of decades for the new age to take place?
It's already here. It's literally where you put your attention and what you've done with your heart and the work you've done on yourself. I believe there's people who... You basically pop in and out, though. So if you engage with 3D thoughts and whatnot, right, then you're in the 3D for a little bit, but then later you adjust your vibration and you're back up in the 5D. It's just where you put your attention and how you're behaving in every given moment. What do you think, Shannon?
Yeah, we're definitely in the middle of this.
Mm-hmm.
Change on the planet.
Yes.
From everything that I've been able to gather from the Cool Council and everything that I've worked with as well, they reiterated it that it will be completed, because I had my interviewer ask them, will it be completed in my lifetime, Shannon's lifetime? And they had said, it should most definitely if we continue as we are. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But they realize that a lot of us light workers are getting a little tired. Some of us old dogs, we get a little worn out here. So that's one of the benefits of the astrological alignment side, because that impacts everybody, whether they're aware of it or not. your astrological chart and how your personality is designed to interact with the astrological influences are going to help that wave keep continuing and gaining its speed and momentum. And we have these beautiful younger generations come in who they are ready to do the rebuilding. Their ideas are phenomenal.
Yes,
so,
they are.
Yeah.
But you agree, I think it's more a way of being as opposed to a place. I don't know that the 5D is a place until maybe enough people have ascended to the 5D that it literally does become a place. I think you're right. We're probably in between at this point.
Yeah. 3D is always going to be available on Earth. Earth has a really good design for it.
Right.
But that's one of the things, is that now we're going to have a range. And with the veil thinned and becoming non-existent, for those who want to remain very 3D and solid in that side, it's going to become the minimum in the population, not the majority in the population.
Right.
And that's so that us as souls, when we're doing our incarnations, the availability of those type of lessons are still here.
Right.
You know? And being able to flow the range as we need to, especially working with others. You know, I mean, we have to realize these earthly bodies are, as we're ascending and getting into these higher vibrations, it's not like you're going to leave and you're never going to be angry again and you're never going to have be upset or anything like that. You deal with it differently. You deal with it quicker. You're able to acknowledge it, move through it, could be like, okay, let me embrace this for the moment and see where I'm at. You're dealing with the emotions differently and faster.
Yeah.
And so you can still talk to the person that is, and connect to that person who can't reach those dimensional levels, because you're able to kind of drop back into it and connect and understand where they're at. You know?
Right.
And I think that was one of those big misconceptions in a lot of the lightworker communities, was that if you ascend to 4D and 5D, you should never be angry again in your life. You should never be crying tears. What are you sad for?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm still in a body over here. This is I can now fluctuate in ranges, and I know when I'm being in my true self at the higher vibration, but something occurred and I needed to feel that other side. I needed to embrace it for a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Irene asks us, any recommendations for what to do on the 8th of August?
Do you want to answer that first?
Go ahead.
You want me to go ahead? Okay. I would definitely say it's a good day on that day to write down or say out loud whatever it is you want to create. And I would keep, like, whatever you write down to, put it aside and put a little piece of quartz on it. Or a favorite crystal, and then you can look at it and read it out loud periodically. But just put it in a place forever. And then just do high vibration activities that day more than you normally would, because you're going to manifest everything you want to manifest much quicker. And then be on the lookout for new abilities, which is awesome. Okay, you go ahead, Jen.
I agree. agree with all of those. Those are so wonderful. A couple of other things I can think of is, you know, pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to how you're wording in your thoughts and when you're doing the writing, like Natasha suggested as well. No, not never, drop off in universal language. So when you say, I do not want this, the universe says, oh, you do want that. So look at how you word things and how your thoughts are projecting out to the universe on that day, because it's very high. And as we spoke about before, the manifestation of creation in this time period is so heightened. It's a really good time to pay attention to that. How do you talk to yourself? How are you talking to yourself? My other go-tos during a time like this is I watch a lot of comedy. I will watch funny movies, read funny stories, because laughter is the highest vibration next to love, their partners. And so allowing yourself to use the frequencies available to keep yourself moving back and back into that higher vibrational state will help you to kind of move through the time period a little easier.
No, that's really good.
And it's a really good time to create some mantras for yourself. Mantras.
Yes, that's awesome. And also, remember, anything that's happening to you that you don't like, reframe it. It isn't happening to you, it's happening for you.
Yes.
Reframe it. It's happening for you. And, like, we're so quick to see things as negative and positive instead of the flow that it actually is. It's just a flow. And if you flow with the positive and the negative things that happen, you'll see them much clearer. You'll see the bigger picture, and you won't get caught up in making emotional, urgent decisions. You will be making good decisions because you see the bigger picture.
Yeah, love that. Love that.
Thank you.
And something else I wanted to bring up with this tonight, because I think the Lionsgate portal time period, we mentioned the Dark Night of the Soul already and the Kundalini activations that happen a lot to people during this time period. And I'm going to go way off to the side on a topic that I would love your input on.
Okay.
And that is the ET implants that many of us have that will either activate or deactivate during this type of time period as well.
So what did you say there? The alien, what was that?
Implants. The energetic implants.
Ooh. And you're talking about positive ones, obviously. You're talking about positive ones?
Yes. The ones we agreed to.
Yes. To break open and enjoy.
Yeah,
I definitely think the scientists talk about junk DNA. I think that's our advanced DNA. It's all turning back on. That's why we're going to have access to telepathy, remote viewing, etc. We're just getting all our abilities back. Because before we were living in the fight or flight, which is very 3D. But now as we step into 5D, now we're thriving. We're having faith in the universe. We're having faith in ourselves. There's just a lot more love, a lot more trust, and just knowing that we create whatever is in front of us. No one is controlling us. Evil forces on Earth that were controlling people, they were only controlling through fear. As soon as you lose fear, you know you're creating your own reality and they can't mess with you because you're a sovereign being. They only have power if you have fear.
Yes.
And yeah. I think everybody's abilities are turning on. It's going to be pretty amazing. And no one has to fear anyone using their abilities for the negative, because they don't work very well if you're in a negative place.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
Because everything that's like truly good and truly helpful comes through a good heart. And people who have a bad heart and want to mess around with abilities, they're very limited, very limited. It's designed that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it can even happen to those of us that are doing the work, and we're doing and doing and doing, and then we may be misusing.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that they're kind of like, and suddenly your abilities seem to be like getting turned down, and you're wondering, where are they? You know, and you have, and they have to start kind of making stuff up as they're going along.
Yeah.
You turn around and it's like, where did my spirit team go? Yeah. They backed up and they're standing there going, Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio station is going off now for a little while, girl. You have to regroup.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of fear around the topic of alien implants, and that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to bring it up in tonight's discussion with the Lions Portal. And we are talking about the ones that we as souls agreed to work with, not ones that were put in place nefariously or anything like that. But I'll say from my own experience that sometimes we make this agreement because it helps us stay, the implants themselves will be in place in the energetic body to help us stay within the 3D life because of certain lessons we're experiencing and other attributes that we're needing to work with in ourselves, that they kind of, some will kind of block the abilities a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't turn them off, but it's kind of like muted. And until we're really ready for those to leave, you can have, you know, people see them and, you know, doing a healing or something like that, and they may see them, and you're like, oh, get rid of them, get rid of them, get rid of them. It can cause you harm if you remove those, if you're not ready. And we're talking on a soul level, ready for those to leave the physical body. It can really disrupt things. You know, for myself, I had some in place that were to keep, help me stay in reality and keep trucking through. I had some major types of lessons that I needed to stay really out of the clouds, so to speak. And so even though I was having my abilities showing themselves in other ways, premonitions and deja vus and all these other things, it was keeping the clairvoyance silent. And through my own growth and healing and finally getting to the point of being ready for everything my abilities were going to take me into, it was kind of like when I finally got to that point, it was almost like they surfaced. And it wasn't like they were on the outside of my skin, but for me it felt like they were surfaced into my auric field, like they had popped out. Like, or you know what they reminded me of? Really, this is going to sound funny. You know the turkeys at Thanksgiving that have the little plastic thing stuck in it, so when it's done, the little button pops out and tells you your turkey's ready.
So weird, but yes.
You know, that was like my little things were popped out, like, I'm ready. Turkey's done. And then it was literally a very simple healing session that just flushed out my energetic body, and they were gone.
Wow.
And I ended up finding out, you know, I found out through some regression information and connection with my guides of, okay, why did I have these things? What were they? What? Why?
Yeah.
And that was the way they explained it to me. And they were like, you know, you weren't ready for these other frequencies and to do this other side. It needed to be dormant for a little bit. And then they showed themselves.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And a lot of these, I would say, are from tall whites, Syrians, mm-hmm. Palladians, even Arcturians. There's even some of the small grays that do them for the good, not
yes.
for crazy. There are some of them that do them for the other nefarious part, but as a whole.
Yeah.
There's more that use them for the good part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a Lionsgate portal, though, is a good time as well. If you're experiencing a dark night of the soul or a Kundalini activation, that sometimes as you're working through those processes, if you have any of these type of implants, they can actually become deactivated because you're mm-hmm. doing work that's already changing the frequency and the vibration.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
I was also going to mention...
Oh, yeah.
For anyone out there
yeah.
who is struggling, because there are people who are struggling right now either with physical issues or emotional issues, and they feel very unbalanced, don't forget to reach out with any of us healers on the Sacred Embers team. We all have different skills, and we can help you through whatever you're going through. You're not doing it alone. You could be getting new abilities, and you're questioning your sanity. You could be dealing with some health things that don't seem to go away and you need some blockages removed. We are here for you. Reach out to whoever resonates with you. We are here with you and we'll help you on the next step of your journey.
Yes.
I had to say
yes.
that. I'm just like, there. I just do see people suffering and... my heart, I always send out unconditional love to whoever I come across who is having a hard time. I will just stop and send them some, whatever I'm doing, and send them some unconditional love if I sense suffering. And anyone can do that. I'm not special. Anyone can do that, and you'll make a big difference in that person's life because you're sending them higher level energy. You're sending them basically energy from your angelic team. And you're helping that person calm down. You're helping that person heal just by even taking a few moments and sending them some loving energy.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Shana.
Yeah. And if the person, you're like, you know they're not in the head or heart space to receive it in that moment, send it
mm-hmm.
anyway. It will
yeah,
be
because
received.
Their team, yeah, I was going to say their team will decide how it can be used for them. Right? Would you say
yes.
that?
Yes.
Because, you know, I've heard people say, well, you're not supposed to do that because they're free will. And I'm like, I'm not going to hold back sending someone unconditional love. That's not a good idea.
Right.
It's their team that... Their team, everyone has a team of angels and guides, and their team can decide how they receive it. Right?
Yes.
That's the job of their team.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And they will
it
work with the higher self. you know, and be like, okay, how can we best work with this?
Yeah. I've even seen, like,
Ryan
I work in an office.
Used to do that for me all the time.
That's amazing. That's awesome. We miss him.
Yeah, well, you know, he would, it was part of, you know, we would do trade outs. He would message me about a question and this and that. And because of our relationship, and he already knew from previous exchanges that, you know, my health condition is contractual and this and that. And so he would always tell me, you know, okay, Shannon, we would discuss what he was inquiring about and everything, and we'd get finished up, and then he would tell me, okay, tonight I'm going to put some stuff in the vault for you. It's in the vault.
That's awesome.
Whenever you're,
that's awesome.
However you need to receive it or when, you know, thanks, you know. And then, yeah, I would, there was times that I would call out to my team and be like, bring it on, send it on through, you know, and other times I knew my team was sending it through to me, even though I hadn't asked for it yet, they knew how and when I needed to receive it.
That's awesome.
And, you know, for anyone with the unconditional love, I mean, it's so simple, but it is so important and valuable. And, yeah, they may not get it right in that moment, but their team is going to make sure that they receive it on an energetic level that's going to best serve the individual and at the right time for them.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I do work in an office every day, you know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And if someone at work is very upset or angry about something, I'll send them the unconditional love, and then I will see them calm right down. They'll just be, and I'll be sure to communicate, like if they do communicate with me for some reason, I will just say something positive to raise up their vibration. And it's subtle, but it's so powerful.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, we have one more question for tonight.
Okay.
Laura asks us from the chat room, how would you both suggest blocking out negativity from others and spirits, aliens that mean us harm? During all these activations, I ask for people who are newly awake and may not know how to stay safe from these new feelings. Can our spirit team block them? So how do we suggest blocking out negativity from others and spirits, aliens that mean us harm?
Okay. So for starters, your number one thing is your vibration. You have to keep your vibration high, and then they're not a vibrational match. They really can't come near you. You're not on the same level. Do you see it that way, Shannon?
Yes.
And see, the people that are more likely to get hit with that is if they're, you know, in negative thought patterns, then you're more likely to attract anything like that. But if you sense the lights in your room flickering or anything, because you can't necessarily know who's there, I just burn my Palo Santo. I burn that. That removes negative energies. It leaves the positive energies. That way, whatever being is there, they can't share space with me. And I said out loud, you cannot share space with me unless it's for my highest good and greatest joy. That's what I do. And there's a misconception in the new age. I think that they just say, oh, you get so bright, you're shining so bright with your light, everyone's going to attack you. No, because really, if you're raising your vibration, low vibration entities, well, they're attracted to alcoholics and drug addicts, people with extreme depression and anxiety. They're attracted to the lower vibration people. That's why it's very important to help anyone who's in a low vibration get out of it, so they're not attracting the lower vibrational entities that are just going to cause more issues in their life. What's your take on it, Shannon?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The more that you can be aware of, especially your emotional body, it helps you to gauge your vibration. Happiness and joy we create, just like all the others. So the more that if you're noticing you're dropping down, it's becoming aware of it and bringing yourself back into that higher vibrational state through different little things, joy, happiness, laughter, love, all these things help raise us up. And you're very right. Like attracts like. So the lower vibrational entities definitely want to go for those who are holding in a lower vibration because it's an easy feed.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And she had asked, can our spirit team block them? To a point, yes. Because bear in mind, our spirit teams have to honor free will in all levels of being, in spirit as well as on earth. So if we're not speaking up and we're kind of like, yeah, this is great, they're not going to touch it. For myself, when I worked on my boundaries and things like that, that was an important time of setting the boundary that when I'm connecting, I want my spirit team to assist, that only those of matched vibration or higher are allowed to connect to me. So you're not saying, no, I don't want these guys. You're telling them what you do want and setting that boundary with your spirit team that, look, I only want those of high vibration to connect through, and I need you to help maintain my gateway. Then that's what they're going to do because we've put it out there and verbalized it to them. This is what we need, and this is the boundary we want to put in place where that's concerned. And you'll end up finding that people that are really in that low vibrational state, they don't want to stay around you very long. They come in quick and they go right back out. Boy, they don't want to stay.
I'm out of here.
It's kind of like having your own personal bug zapper, you know? Nope.
Oh, that's too funny. Love it. Love it.
And I will admit that there are some spirits that will try to mask themselves and pose as someone you may be trying to connect with. And you need to be aware. The more that you develop your abilities and really sensing the different energies, you can end up telling when there's someone masked and pretending to be a different spirit. I mean, it just feels like sludge. For me, it feels like sludge. I don't know about you, Natasha, but for me, it's like, like somebody just covered me in a bucket of mud.
Yeah, and I was going to say that you'll feel, you know, I've had other beings around me. And then sometimes it feels neutral. But you're right. If it doesn't feel right, you're going to get a strange feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like that radio station that is, like, playing two different songs at the same time, and you just can't. It's weird. We all get it differently. The sensations, the responses, the feelings. But that, for me personally, that's one of the things I notice is that I feel like I'm suddenly had spooged. Someone's just dumped crap all over me. It's like, No.
Now, Shannon, you know how you would feel into it that way? I can also smell soul signatures. So if psychic attack energy is around me, I can literally smell it, and it smells foul. And that way, I just burn the Palo Santo, and then they're gone. It's
yeah.
like, don't try your games with me. I'll smoke you out of here. You know? So, yeah. So I depend on my nose for so many things because I take in so much information through my psychic smell. That's how it works for me a lot of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny one time, a good friend of mine who lives in India, she was helping me with some, I had someone who did all kinds of energetic attachments and entanglements from their personal energy to me and my family, my husband and I specifically. And she was helping me with this, and she had astral traveled to my house one time, and I had given her permission for this. And she messaged me back, and she was like, do you have any idea how much cleaning you're doing? And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, I said, I was meditating to assist you while you were doing your work here. And she says, yeah, I could tell. She says, I saw you, and your energetic body was at the front door with a broom, and you were just sweeping everybody out the door. Everybody was getting swept right out the door. Just
wow.
It caught her by surprise because she had never seen somebody doing that. And I was like, I had no idea. I was in this beautiful, blissful, meditative state and everything. And she's like, yeah, your energy was at the front door just sweeping that crap out like crazy.
That is awesome. Awesome. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it was so funny. All right. One final question before we wrap up for tonight. Laura asks us, can you state only the real person come through and will they leave? She says she's super specific, especially with Ryan. Only the real Ryan can come through. No imposters.
So this is a channeling question.
Yeah. But it works with healers, healing work too, as well as the mediumship work.
Right.
It's a great question.
Okay. I'm going to let you answer that because I don't I don't officially channel. Obviously, I do channel my healing ability. And I'm sure, you know, my guides, like I think compared to you guys, I channel on a more, probably more on the healing level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes I get information and I give it to people and I can tell it was, I channeled it through my guides. I can tell. But I don't really channel any beings besides my angels and guides that I know of. So I think you can answer the question better. That's what I think.
Oh, thanks.
I'll keep my nose out of where I'm not really sure.
Good answer, though. Yes, you can state that only the soul who walked the earth as this person come through. I would work on the verbalization, though. I would change it that for my guides to remove all others associated and only allow the soul that was in body as this persona brought forward. And that's really kind of, and that I would have to say is also a big factor in building the trust with your guide team. The more that you can build that relationship with them and have that comfort level and the knowing because you keep working at it with them and you're stating that that's what you're going to get. If you leave the wiggle room, energies will take advantage of wiggle room.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you designate it and you build that trust with them, you're going to have 99% of the loophole will be closed. And only the one that you've called will be brought forward for you.
Now, Shannon, yeah. when you are channeling, if I hear, you know, there's energy signatures, and that's often how someone channeling can recognize a certain energy signature the way that I can smell a soul signature.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you sense that in energy signatures that you'll know who's around you, or can you actually see them?
Now I can see them, but only with my eyes closed.
Okay, gotcha.
Before then,
so with your third eye.
For me,
yeah.
They use a lot of different sound.
Okay.
And my clairaudience was one of the ones that, like, manifested the strongest first. And I don't hear
right.
them outside of my ear. I hear them in, like, my middle ear. In between. But prior to that, I would get a lot of different sounds related to them, and I could tell by the way the sound would hit my ears.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like if it was somebody that was more okay, and I have worked with crossing spirits and everything like that. For me, it has a screech
yeah.
to it. So it almost reminds me of, like, nails on a chalkboard. It's a screech that hits my nervous system that is, like, yeah. You know, you're just like, whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And the ones that are higher vibrational, for me, it's almost like a more of a hum that I can hear
okay.
with it. So it's got their own sound, but there's this other vibrational hum underneath it,
right.
And I'll know exact. And you know, like my guides and a couple of other spirits that I've worked with a lot, I can tell their signature as soon as they get close. It's just
okay. Yeah.
You know, there's a sensation and a sound that I get.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I know who's here.
I
yeah. know who that is.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
then others I have
That's
to kind of
awesome.
Go like, okay, let me close my eyes and give me a picture in my mind that relates to you.
Yeah.
Give me a visual.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
sometimes it'll be a soul face. You know, it might be a face from a lifetime. Sometimes it'll be a picture.
Hmm.
You know, it might be a scene that I'm seeing instead. And I'll be able to relate that to them, and then I can kind of decipher, you know, or they'll start
right.
giving me blips, and it's like, oh, okay, all right. But
right.
I do use my guide team a lot. I mean, I've made them my best pals because I kind
yeah.
of figured, well, I thought they were my best pals when I left spirit. I might as well feel that way
yeah.
in a body.
Exactly.
You know, but it took a lot of practice in building that with them. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I was talking about. We all take the information in differently. You know?
Yeah.
One time a ghost tried to talk to me, and it sounded like snow on a television.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't really receive the information. So I just... Well, for starters, I told my angels to remove it if it wasn't for my highest good and greatest joy. And other than that, I told my angels I asked them if they could please send me the message in my dreams if there was anything I needed to know. Because it could have been someone in my family that's passed on. I had no idea who was in my room. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some show up that were wanting assistance to cross,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up, you know, just making I have a portal in my house, quick exit.
Okay.
And so we ended up creating that because, you know, they would come in and they'd want to talk to me, and I'd be like looking at my guides going, I don't have the energy for this right now. Deal with it. Okay. Be like, go to the doorway over there. You know?
Oh, dear.
But one of the other things that I've used with that is it's something a little weird of kind of shifting your hearing from, I guess the best way to put it is like going from stereo to mono.
Okay.
And it was like the snow cleared up enough that then I could hear what they were needing.
Oh,
and a lot of
awesome.
Times it was just, you know, needing to know they were going to be safe going home. And then I would usually have my guides go ahead and assist them and walk them the rest of the way home. And it would be like, okay. But that was one of the things that I worked with as well, was just kind of shifting it from stereo to mono when I don't know how to explain it.
Now, do you do that with meditation? Like, did you just raise your vibration in some way?
I didn't do it in a meditation. I just kind of sat quietly and, you know, when you're like trying to listen to something and you just kind of close one part of your ear a little bit, or you push the little thing in a little.
Yeah.
I did that.
Awesome.
So it made it a little more monotone versus stereo, and it allowed me to be able to kind of realize that, okay, I'm like adjusting the volume. And
that's
I do use a volume knob visualization a lot.
Ooh, interesting. That's smart. See, now me and the audience, we're learning all this stuff and we're going to be better at hearing these beings. That's great.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
But yeah, volume knob visualization of a volume knob is awesome to use.
Mm-hmm.
My guides gave it to me one time years ago, and I was just like, that's so simple. Because I was having like a lot of input, and it was just like, my God, would everybody shut up? Okay, can I hear my own thoughts? And Ezra, who is such a smart ass, he's like, why don't you just turn down the volume? And I was like, what do you mean turn down the volume? And he's like, visualize a volume knob and turn it down.
Oh, that's excellent.
Okay.
Love it.
And I started playing with it, and I was like, well, I'll be damned.
Yes, when our abilities are first coming on, we need all the help we can get, because half the time we're like, I have no idea what's going on here right now. I'm telling you, a lot of the stuff that would start to happen, I'd be online Googling it to find out what the heck is going on with me.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
I am
Everybody
so glad the internet is around.
Yeah.
I went years without having that availability. It was rough.
No, that's awesome. We need it. It's not a luxury. It's actually, we can all connect with one another. We can connect with people that resonate with us and information that resonates with us. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we filled our time, Miss Natasha.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
and it was a very interesting
conversation. Yeah. I'm so glad you got to come on tonight. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
would
it's
you
been
like
a
to
long
go
time.
Go ahead and share your contact info.
Okay. And I wanna thank everyone who asked questions. Thank you for the amazing questions.
Yes. We have lots of excellent questions tonight.
So my website is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. Did you want me to give my email as well?
Sure.
Or just the website?
No, go ahead and give your email too.
All right, one sec here. My computer's being slow, and I, of course, you know, God forbid I memorize anything. Okay, my email is palmreadingandhealing@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Our listeners, you should really scope out Natasha's work. She's incredible. She's incredible.
Thank you, Jen.
Definitely worth it. I love working with you, Natasha.
I love working with you. And you know what? I love people in general. So it's always my pleasure to connect with a variety of people.
Yeah.
Jen, and your work's amazing, too. You're quite the intuitive.
Thank you.
Quite the intuitive and medium. Amazing.
Thank you. I give it a good shot.
Oh, you love it. You love it just like I do.
I love
people
it.
Who love their work, you can totally tell.
Yes,
this
it.
Is an awesome show. This is awesome. I will definitely be on again.
Fabulous. Fabulous. We will definitely put another one together with you. So, everybody, we are so glad you joined us tonight for The Lighthouse with Shannon Johnson and Natasha Scott tonight. You can find me at ladyastral67.wixsite.com for the website, or look me up on Facebook. But I'd also like to remind everybody that the Sacred Embers Network has a beautiful website put together that has all of the mediums and healers. Our guest hosts and our regular hosts are listed on there. You can contact us through that website, book appointments, and get helpful tidbits from us. We have shows Monday through Friday on the network on Blog Talk Radio. Monday through Thursday, we do free readings. During our shows, we also have great discussion topics. Friday night is the Lighthouse. It is roundtable talking, kicking back, having a glass of wine, and diving deep. So please join us, share our shows, and we send our love out to everyone. Thank you so much, Natasha.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.